Unions New South Wales has warned the state government faces legal challenges for its decision to order all non-frontline public servants to work from their offices by default. The notice outlining the changes did not prescribe a required pattern of attendance and says individual agencies would be responsible for designing and monitoring their policies. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says arrangements such as part-time work and role sharing could still be offered, but that the return to offices is needed to promote teamwork, mentoring, and a sense of shared mission inside the public sector. Unions New South Wales Secretary Mark Morey says members of the union have been stunned by the shift, particularly working mothers who have made big life decisions on the basis of remote work, including childcare and transport arrangements. State opposition leader Mark Speakman says he agrees that workers should return to the office, but that the transition needed to be better managed.
And we need to have local businesses in CBDs like Sydney having the circulation that creates the business. There's a vacancy rate at the moment in the Sydney CBD of over 11%. They haven't planned this process properly, and they certainly haven't been giving clear instructions to other senior public servants to make sure they're falling in line. So, of course, we want public servants back to work.